The next item to be considered is item 1.4, adoption of the agenda and allocation of items to the main committees, which was examined by the General Committee at its first meeting. The General Committee examined the provisional agenda for the 64th World Health Assembly, document A64/1, as prepared by the Executive Board and sent to all Member States. The General Committee recommended to delete the following two items from the provisional agenda, as there are no corresponding items of business to deal with under them. And these are item 5, admission of new member states and associate members, as no new applicants have been received. Item 17.6, assessment of new members and associate members. Am I correct in assuming it is agreed to delete these items? I see that we all agree, no objections, therefore it is so decided. May I therefore assume that the Assembly agrees to adopt the provisional agenda as contained in document A63/1 as amended? It is so decided. Document A63/1, revised 1, reflecting the changes in the agenda, will be distributed tomorrow morning. Allocation of items to the main committees and the provisional agenda of the Assembly was prepared by the Executive Board in such a way as to indicate a proposed allocation of items to committees A and B on the basis of the terms of reference of the main committees. However, in view of the heavy agenda for Committee A, it has been recommended by the General Committee to transfer items 13.13 up to 13.17 to Committee B. May I assume that the Assembly agrees with this recommendation? Yes, and it is so decided. Furthermore, the General Committee recommended that Committee A starts its consideration of item 13 on technical and health matters this afternoon with item 13.4, health system strengthening. On Tuesday morning, Committee A will take up to item 13.2. Implementation of the international health regulations. This change in scheduling is to allow for the officers of the review committee to be present and for the chair of the commission, Harvey Feinberg, to give a presentation. On Wednesday afternoon, it will consider item 13.1, pandemic influenza, preparedness, sharing of influenza viruses and access to vaccines and other benefits. So Wednesday afternoon, item 13.1, and immediately after that, Committee A will consider item 13.12, prevention and control of non-communicable diseases, in view of the fact that this item has a draft resolution containing amendments proposed by member states between EB 128 in the Health Assembly that will require some discussion. Item 13.3, health-related Millennium Development Goals, is proposed for consideration on Thursday afternoon, after the technical briefing of the Commission on Information and Accountability for Women's and Children's Health, which will take place the same day between 12:30 and 14:15. The remaining items allocated to Committee A will be taken up in order. The General Committee further recommended that item 17.8, appointment of the external auditor, 17.8, to be considered at the beginning of the second meeting of Committee B on Thursday morning. So, I'll take that the Assembly agrees with the recommendations of the General Committee regarding the work programs of Committee A and Committee B. It's so decided, and we move on. It is understood that later in the session, it may become necessary to transfer further items from one committee to the other, depending on each main committee's workload. The General Committee will meet again on Wednesday, 18th, to consider nominations for the Executive Board and to review progress on dealing with the agenda in order to make any adjustments to allocation of items to committees or to the timetable that are necessary. And I now move to the program of our work. And the program of work for this afternoon will be as follows. From 14:30 to 17:30, in other words, 2:30 to 5:30 this afternoon, the third plenary will begin with the statement by the Director General, followed by the general discussion on item 3. In order to allow the maximum amount of speakers, it is proposed that the Secretariat make arrangements to run the plenary until 18 hours, until 6 o'clock in this afternoon, if needed. Immediately after the commencement of the third plenary, following the statement by the Director General, Committee A will hold its first meeting. In 1997, the Health Assembly approved arrangements for the conduct of the general discussions in plenary meetings. These have the following implications for the 64th World Health Assembly. Delegates are encouraged to limit their interventions in such discussions to approximately 500 to 700 words, which corresponds to a statement of a maximum, that's a maximum, 5 minutes. Statements should focus on the theme of the prevention and control on non-communicable diseases. Delegates may opt for group or regional statements in lieu of the individual's statements. Copies of statements to be made in the general discussion should be submitted to the Office of the Assistant to the Secretary of the Health Assembly, which is Room A, 656. On Tuesday morning, the fourth plenary will take place from 9 o'clock to 11:15 in the morning and will continue the general discussion of item 3. Concurrently, Committee A will hold its second meeting as well until 11:15. At 11:30, the fifth plenary will take up the item 4 entitled Invited Speakers. On this occasion, the Health Assembly will have the honor of welcoming Her Excellency Sheikh Hasina Wazet, Prime Minister of Bangladesh, and Mr. Bill Gates, co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. At 14 hours, the Committee on Credentials will meet in Room 7. In the afternoon, at 14:30, the fifth plenary will continue the general discussion on item 3, while Committee A will hold its third meeting. Returning now to the meetings of the plenary, in order to facilitate the organization of the week, I should like to propose, and this is a procedure followed on previous occasions, that the order of the list of speakers for the discussions under the agenda item 3 should be strictly adhered to, and that further inscriptions should be taken in the order in which they are made. This inscription should be handed in the office of the Assistant to the Secretary of the Assembly or during the plenary to the officer responsible for the list of speakers here on the rostrum. I propose that the speakers list should be closed tomorrow, Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning. I assume these proposals are acceptable to everyone and they will help us to keep an order for this proceeding and for our work. I will remind the delegates who have not yet submitted their formal credentials that they should hand them over to the Secretariat of the Credentials Committee in Office A663 of this building before 11 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.